Blog Talk Radio.
Call recording is on.
Yeah, y'all know what it is. Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. Let's get it going. Black Prince of Preachers. Apostle Curry.
Yeah.
We're doing our thing.
Yeah. Here we go. Let's get it, yo. I'm just being ordinary,
ordinary.
But my ordinary is your extraordinary,
extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra.
But I'm just being ordinary.
Yo.
You think elder just extra? You think I do the most? You wanna know how I know? The Spirit told me so. How I preach on the mic in the church flowing. Ain't got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing. He's just extra. Yeah, he need to stop. He need to get off that prayer line and get a job. He ain't hearing from God. He just being lazy. That stuff he's smoking on, it got him going crazy. But still I call and still I watch and still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them dividends. Y'all right on time. All y'all haters, get y'all pad and pen. Write this down so you won't forget. I want you to remember this. That I'm just being ordinary,
ordinary.
But my ordinary is your extraordinary,
extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary,
ordinary.
I ain't trying to be extra spiritual,
nah.
Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it,
when I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest. Nothing I do no more is about to show. Nothing I do no more is for the dough. And it's a free download, can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers gon' have it for the low. Listen, God with me,
say what?
So ain't no stopping me. You should've stayed down, not to the top of me. Trying to overthrow the boss, that's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked, that's why y'all mad at me. I'd rather D.O.D. because he got my back. Where Elder is weak, he picking up the slack. He blessed me,
why?
So I correct the track. I bet you rewind it and play it back. I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to. When the Spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two. So might as well get comfortable, cause here we go. But before the sermon starts, I had to let you know. That I'm just being ordinary,
ordinary.
But my ordinary is your extraordinary,
extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary,
ordinary.
I ain't trying to be extra spiritual,
nah.
Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it,
when I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
That I'm just being ordinary,
ordinary.
But my ordinary is your extraordinary,
extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary,
ordinary.
I ain't trying to be extra spiritual,
I ain't trying,
nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the Spirit when I feel it,
when I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless the Lord on today. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We want to welcome you to the Out of the Mouth of God. Hallelujah Ministries. Praise God. Where we just being ordinary. Amen. Praise God. But to the world, hallelujah, we show extraordinary things. The Bible says miracles follow those. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So when you see us, amen, you see a miracle right behind us. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. We thank God on today for everybody who has called in, everybody who has tuned in. Hallelujah. Amen. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building. Hallelujah. Momentarily, my brother in Christ, amen, Apostle Curry will be joining us, amen, all the way from Los Angeles, California. Praise God, with a word from the Lord on today. Right now, let's get started with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on today. We want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name, to come before your throne of glory on today, your throne of grace, Lord. Lord, we want to thank you for the grace that you have extended, the mercy that you have given each and every last one of us, Lord. We praise you for it. We magnify you for it. We know that we don't deserve it. Hallelujah, Lord. So we praise you for extending it to us anyway, Lord. Hallelujah. Despite our faults, despite our bad thinking, hallelujah, despite the things we do, you still show us grace. You still show us mercy. And therefore, Lord, we got to show you gratitude, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you on today. We magnify you on today. Lord, we use the power that you have instilled in us to bind the enemy on this morning. Hallelujah. To rebuke him and put him in his place. Hallelujah. To keep us. Hallelujah. Amen. Our mind on you. Hallelujah. We put him in his place and we rebuke him at this time. Hallelujah. So that we can properly receive your word on today. So that we can receive your revelation on today. And we thank you in advance for everything you're about to say. Everything you're about to do. We praise you for it. We magnify you for it. We lift you up for it at this time. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Yes, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. On today, praise God. He's worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be magnified. He is worthy to be lifted up. Hallelujah. Praise God. A lot of people ain't wake up this morning. They gone on the glory. Hallelujah. Mm. I know a lot of us want to get the glory. Hallelujah. Mm. But we got some unfinished business down here. And we ought to thank God. Hallelujah, amen, that he has instilled a purpose in our lives, and he ain't done with us yet.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He ain't done, hallelujah, with us yet. He still got some things for us to do. Glory to God on today. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God, amen, for everybody who has called in and tuned in. This is Out of the Mouth of God. Hallelujah. Ministries, amen. Featuring, amen, yours truly hosted, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, and my brother in Christ bringing forth the word of God, Apostle Eldon A. Curry, praise God. From Texas to California, we are bringing the word worldwide. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we thank God for everybody, amen, who faithfully calls in, those who faithfully listen to the messages. We thank God for each and every last one of you today, and we pray, hallelujah, amen, that you are receiving, amen, the word the way the Lord wants you to receive it. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for revelation knowledge on today. Praise God. A lot of people ask, what do y'all mean? What do you mean when you say revelation knowledge? And before we introduce my brother and go to the word, let me explain. See, revelation knowledge is knowledge that you can't find out through a book.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Revelation knowledge is knowledge that you can't find out through a teacher. You can't take a class. Praise God. It's just revelation knowledge. Praise God. And some people misunderstand what I'm saying and say, but you need the word. I didn't say you didn't need the word. Hallelujah. But the word brings revelation. Glory to God.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
And I always give the example of Peter. Peter looked at Jesus and Jesus said, "Who do you say I am?" And he said, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the Living God." And Jesus looked at him and said, "You ain't learned this from no book. Ain't no man taught you this." Hallelujah. The only way you could have learned this is if the Father told you this. In other words, he's saying the only way you could have learned this is revelation from God.
Hallelujah.
But the only way he received the revelation is because he knew what was written. Isaiah wrote, hallelujah, amen, that a lamb would come. Isaiah wrote, hallelujah, amen, that from the branch of Jesse he would come. Isaiah wrote this down, so he knew it was written. Glory to God, hallelujah. But God had to give him the revelation. And the Lord said, that's a problem with a lot of preachers out here today. Hallelujah. I don't know why the Lord want me to say this, but he wants this to be said.
The problem is
a lot of people have the word. Hallelujah, but they don't have the revelation. Glory to God.
Come on.
But you don't know what it means. Glory to God. Remember, hallelujah, when Mary kept crying over hallelujah, our brother had died. If you would have been here, hallelujah. I know that it says that in that day of resurrection, he will rise again. Glory to God. But Jesus said, you know what it say, but you don't have the revelation that the resurrection is here right now. So you wait for something that's already here. Glory to God. And until you get the revelation that it's already here, you're going to keep waiting for something. Oh, Lord, have mercy. We keep waiting on Jesus. He's already came. Glory to God. Well, he's coming back. Hallelujah. But you ain't got the revelation of, oh, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And a lot of preachers up there teaching the word with no revelation. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But we thank God for revelation knowledge. Hallelujah. On this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you came to receive revelation knowledge, you have come to the, hallelujah, right place on this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. And we are about to get started, hallelujah, with the word of God. I'm going to introduce my brother in Christ all the way, hallelujah, from the West Coast. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. California is in the house. L.A. is in the building. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about none other, hallelujah, than my brother in Christ. Hallelujah. The leader of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. None other, hallelujah, than Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Apostle, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. You there, Apostle? Glory to God. Hallelujah. We might be experiencing a couple of technical difficulties.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm here, man of God.
There he is. Praise God. It's in your hands, man of God. Allow the Lord to use you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. And I just want to thank you, Lord.
Yes.
You've been my friend.
Yeah.
You've been my friend. You've been my friend. And I just want to thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord. And I just want to thank you, Lord. Come on and clap your hands and give God
hallelujah.
The praise. Come on and clap your hands and give God the praise. If somebody feel like thanking him this morning, come
hallelujah.
On and thank him. Hallelujah. If he been your friend, come on and thank him.
Hallelujah.
How many know that he's a friend that'll never leave you? Come on here, somebody. Come on and give him the praise. Somebody bless him,
yes,
bless him, bless him. We just want to thank the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord is good, and his mercy doeth forever. Amen. Amen. Welcome to Out of the Mouth of God Ministries this morning. Hallelujah. with yours truly, the apostle. And amen, my dear brothers in the anointing. Amen, Elder Andre. Amen. Praise
bless
God
you,
my
brother.
Lord.
Bless you.
Amen. We come to give the devil the blues. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And we come to give the saints the good news. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, y'all didn't catch that. I said we come to give the devil the blues and the saints the good news. Come on here, somebody.
All right,
hallelujah.
All right.
Oh, somebody bless the Lord. Somebody bless him. Somebody bless him. David said, I will bless the Lord what? At all times. Come
at
on here, somebody.
Time.
And his praises shall continuously be in my mouth. Come on here, somebody.
Mouth.
I tell somebody, say, the Lord is in my mouth, neighbor. Holy, I can't help it. Amen. He's in my mouth. Hey, shout out a little more cool. You can't help it. Actually, glory to God. I gotta talk about him. I gotta tell you how good he is. How good he's been about Sunday. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. The Lord been having us things of God. He's been having us in revelation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know that the word revelation means to uncover. It means to reveal.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something that the Holy Ghost shared with me about the book of Revelation. I want you to store this. Amen. Revelation is not for everybody. It's only for the children of God because he only uncovers himself to us. Come on here, somebody.
Well,
remember when he transfigured before Peter, James, and John. It wasn't before everybody. It was before the chosen. Because the called don't get a chance to see what we see. Come on here, somebody. Everybody called but few are chosen. If you know you chosen this morning, come on and give God the praise. If you know God, you're ready to reveal something to you that ain't nobody else gonna be able to see, come on, give him the praise.
Hallelujah.
That's why everybody can't go in the book, y'all. Amen, because it's not for everybody. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Well,
see, this is what God says. Now I'm going to allow you to come in and see me in my glory. Hallelujah. Somebody thank God for his glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Somebody thank him for his glory. Everybody don't get a chance to see his
thank
glory.
You, Lord.
I'm telling you, God got something so good for us this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, I can hear that old mother singing in the background. When I rose this morning, I didn't have no doubt. Hallelujah. When I rose this morning, hallelujah, I didn't have no doubt. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come with me right now to Revelation chapter 16. We're going to pick up where we left off at. Glory to God. But before I go into that, let me tell you what the Lord told me about the reason why he had me to teach on tithes and offerings. He said the reason why I told you to teach on tithes and offerings is because this system is shutting down. It's getting ready to shut completely down. Mm. And only those of us who are tied to heaven is going to be able to get anything. I don't know if everybody can hear me.
Uh-huh.
When everything shut down, child of God, guess what? Heaven only responds to spiritual laws. Come on here, somebody. In heaven said that the only way you're going to be able to reap the benefits, somebody said benefits.
Benefits.
How many know that when we serve God, he comes with benefits? Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
Psalms 103 said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Come on here, somebody. Forget not all of his benefits. Come on here, somebody.
Come on, preacher.
You think a job got benefits? A job ain't got nothing on God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God benefits to put the devil to shame any day. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
But you can only get the benefits when you abide by the spiritual laws of heaven so that heaven can release to you what you need. Come on here, somebody. And heaven says, I only answer the tithes and offerings. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
And God said, when you tithe, you open up the floodgates. When you give offerings, amen, you open up the floodgates of heaven. No more stop.
Hallelujah.
God said, so prepare yourself.
Yeah.
God said, we going to be able, amen, to be looking better, dressing better, eating better, and they're going to wonder, how is you doing it with this depression that's going on? We're in a recession, and we're going to look at them and say, you in a recession. I'm not in no recession. Hell, I'm going to go, Sando. It's covering me. I don't know what no recession is. Come on, God ain't broke. Come on, this brother. Hallelujah. I wish somebody get happy right now. Hallelujah. I mean, you know that God ain't broke. Come on, here, somebody. Hallelujah. No, 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 no. Tell somebody, say, I don't know what they talking about, but I ain't in no recession. Hallelujah. No, no, no,
I ain't in no recession.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Come on and give him praise.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Revelation chapter 16. Glory to God. Let's begin with verse 12. Revelation chapter 16, beginning with verse 12. And Father, we thank you this Sabbath day that the entrance of your word giveth light. We thank you, Lord God, that your word will not return unto you void. We thank you that whatever you have said, it shall stand, and no one can stop it. Father, we thank you for revelation knowledge, Lord. We thank you for the spirit of wisdom. We thank you for the spirit, Lord, of understanding. We thank you for the spirit of knowledge. We give you the praise. You said man shall not live by bread alone, by every word that proceed out of your mouth. We thank you for speaking, God. So that we can live and so we can see your glory. We thank you even right now. We bless your name. We bind the hand of the enemy. We thank you that he have no part nor lot in this matter. We thank you, Lord, that he has no place here, Abbasando. And we give no power to you, devil. We give no power to you, Satan. You have no power. Amen. The only power you have is what we give you. And we give you not a none. You can't have none here, Abbasando. We thank you. We thank you that our God has all power. Amen. All power in heaven, all power in earth belongs to him. And we give you the praise, God. And we give you the glory. Oh, somebody need to bless his name right now. Hallelujah. Somebody need to bless the name of the Lord right now. We give you glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the name of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 16, verse 12. Is everybody there? Amen. And the word of the Lord reads, it says, and the sixth angel. What angel?
The sixth angel.
Now, I'm going to share with you what every number stands for. The sixth angel. How many know that six is the number of man? Come on here, somebody. How many know that man was created on the sixth day?
Yes, sir.
the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up to prepare the way for the kings from the east. Hallelujah. Verse 13 says, and then I saw three. How many?
Three
impure spirits that look like frogs. Pay close attention, child of God. Hallelujah. And they came out of the mouth of the dragon. Circle the dragon. I'm gonna let you know what each one stands for. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They came out of the dragon, out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast. Circle that word beast. And out of the mouth of the false prophet.
Well,
verse 14, they are demonic spirits that perform signs, and they go out to the kings of the whole world. I want you to circle the whole world. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this thing, y'all. Hallelujah, glory to God. To gather them for the battle on the great day of God Almighty. Now, verse 15 said, look, I come like a thief. Come on here, somebody. Blessed is the one who stays awake. Circle that word, awake.
Uh-huh.
And remains clothed so as not to go naked and be shamefully exposed. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody right quick. You said, neighbors, stay woke and stay dressed. Come on here, somebody.
Stay woke and stay dressed.
Ah, glory to God. We got to go back up, y'all, and look at this in verse 12. And we're going to cover the sixth angel and the seventh angel. But let's go back up and deal with the sixth angel. So we already know that the sixth represents the number of man. But it says he poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates. Now, when the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the river Euphrates, there will be no more water. I don't know if you can hear me, child of God.
Yes, sir.
The scriptures say that God's going to replace water with fire. Water symbolizes life. It means life. Fire means judgment. So when this sixth angel dries up the river Euphrates, there will be no more water. But guess what it's going to be replaced with? Fire.
Lord.
So that's why Yahshua is telling us, stock up on the water, y'all. Please hear the prophet of God this morning. Stock up on your water. Pray over your water. Hallelujah. Bless your water. Because in a minute, it's going to be hard to get to water. Come on here, somebody. And he says, and then I saw three unclean spirits that looked like frogs. So you remember the plague that God sent on the Egyptians?
Yeah.
Where he plagued them with frogs? Come on here, somebody. So I got to talking to the Lord. No, as a matter of fact, he got to talking to me. I was quiet, and I was listening. He said, frogs represent unclean spirit. What do they eat? They eat flies. Come on here, somebody. But he said they also represent lying tongues. Come on here, somebody. When the frog is in his rightful position, the frog represents longevity. He also represents fertility. Because frogs are very fertile. He also represents purity when the frog is in his right place. But God is allowing this sixth angel to come. And guess what? They're going to come out of the mouth. The first one going to come out of the mouth of the dragon. The dragon symbolizes China. Oh, I hope everybody can hear me.
Amen.
Child of God, the Lord is saying for us to keep our eye on China. Because that's where the unclean spirit is going to come out of. Three unclean spirits is going to come out of China. And they're going to kill a whole lot of people. And they're going to deceive a whole lot of people. Because they're not going to be in their prayer closet with God. They're not going to be talking to God. They're not going to be hearing God. And guess what? When you don't hear God, then guess what? Here come the devil in your ear. And you ain't going to be able to recognize without the Holy Ghost the voice of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because those of us who got the real Holy Ghost, we know the voice of God. Come on here, somebody. Somebody need to thank God for the real Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. Because a lot of us talking about we got the Holy Ghost, but our ghost ain't even holy. Our ghost ain't even friendly. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then when you listen to people that say they got the Holy Ghost, we know tongues from heaven, from tongues from the devil. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You can't fool us because the Bible said that the Spirit bear witness. Come on, Ababu, so cool, Ababu. We got a witness of who we are through the Spirit, Ababu. And all you lying, false prophets, God going to expose you, glory to God, in your mess, Ababu, cool, ta-da-da-da-ba-sa-do. And then it said, out of the mouth of the beast. Come on here, somebody. Who is the beast? The beast is the United States. The beast is the government. Come on here, somebody. Frogs are being released right now. Glory to God. Through the COVID-19, glory to God. Frogs are being released. Come on here, somebody. You got something unclean inside your spirit, and you don't even know it. Come on here, somebody. You got something demonic inside your spirit and you don't even know it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because they had to shoot that virus in you. They had to put the COVID in you. Come on here, somebody. So we got China. We got the United States, we got the government. Now all these are going to have unclean spirits coming out of them. Come on here, somebody. And they're going to be looking like frogs. Come on here, somebody. The frog represents the tongue. And that the tongue is unclean. Hallelujah. Are y'all still with me? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then they got one more. It said, out of the mouth of the false prophets. Come on here, somebody. That's how you know y'all is soon to return. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You feel that, Apostle? Praise God.
Hallelujah. We're probably having a couple of technical difficulties. We're going to be right back with you in a second. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Y'all hear me?
Amen. We got you now, Apostle. We got you.
Amen. Be praying for me. Amen. Because you know the enemy don't like when real truth come forth. Amen. But the real truth is coming out. Amen. Hallelujah. God has anointed me to teach and preach this, Lord God, to his people, his chosen people. Let somebody say, I'm chosen.
I'm chosen.
I'm chosen.
And the devil can't do nothing about it. Come on here, somebody.
And the devil can't do nothing about it.
The devil can't do nothing about it. Hallelujah.
Remember what Yahshua said in Matthew 24. He said, beware of false prophets.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all don't hear me. He said, beware of what? False prophets.
False prophets. Yeah, come on, please.
I mean, there's a lot of false prophets, lying prophets. Come on here, somebody.
Amen, amen.
They working, but they ain't working for Yahshua. They working, but they not working for God. Come on here, somebody. And God says, how you would know that my return is getting close, you're going to see a lot of false prophets raising up. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
But as long as we got the Holy Ghost will let you know who real. Come on here, somebody. We really need to be thanking God for the Holy Ghost right now because only the Holy Ghost know who's who. Come on here, somebody. Amen. A lot of us is wearing masquerade faces around here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But God is uncovering the masquerade. Amen. The show is over. Come on here, somebody. And a lot of us is still trying to perform, and God is saying, no, I done shut you down. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the false prophet is the only one that don't know that the show is over. Come on here, somebody. But all of us know, amen, that God is saying, now it's time for my true prophets to come forth. And let me tell you something. When you're a prophet of God, you're not going to be light. Come on here, somebody. People think that you're always supposed to be light. No. The Messiah was here, and he wasn't light. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He said, if they did it to a green tree, what you think they're going to do to a dry tree? Come on here, somebody. And we dry compared to him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So he said that out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet is going to come unclean spirits. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
And then he says, they are demonic spirits that perform signs.
Yes.
So these unclean spirits is going to be able to do signs and wonders. Come on here, somebody. And people are going to be tricked because they're not looking at the fruit. They're just looking at the gift.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
I'm telling you, child of God, don't be fooled by the gift. Look at the fruit. Because Yahshua said in his word, he said they would know us what? By our fruit. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Anybody can do a gift, and anybody can perform a sign and a wonder, but what is your fruit saying? What is your life saying? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
And that's how a lot of us going to get tricked, because we're going to be like, oh, did you see what he did? Did you see what she did? But do she show the love of God? Do he have the love of God in his heart? What kind of fruit is he producing? Is he staying in the word? It's a word in him. Come on here, somebody. Because how many know that, amen, when the word is in us, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We need the word right now. Glory to God. We don't need no form or show or fact. We need the word of the living God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everybody not preaching and teaching the word, glory to God. They trying to sugarcoat. No, I need mine straight. I need mine with no chaser. I need it to hit me, glory. I don't need you to sugarcoat nothing. I need you to tell me the truth. Come on here, somebody. Because at the end of the day, only the truth is going to save me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. If you give it to me sugar-coated, then that means you done added something that's not going to be effective. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
How many know in this hour that we need the truth straight? We need it uncut. Glory to God. We need the real. Come on here, somebody. Somebody praise God for the real.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
I done had the fake. I done had the sugar coated. I done had the sweet talk. I done had everything, but now I'm ready. I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Come on, somebody.
I'm ready.
Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I'm ready. I'm ready for the real. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, amen, we need to keep our eye on the prize. We need to keep our eye on Yahshua. We need to be looking up toward heaven because we don't know when he's going to come. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. People are drunk in the spirit, amen, on the wine of the enemy, but we need the wine of the Holy Ghost right now. Glory to God. We need our son, Dios. And we got to show the love of God toward those who is looking for the truth. Come on here, somebody. They don't need condemnation. Amen. The world has already beat them down. They need love. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
And if we don't show them no love, we come with the word, then we false our own self. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because I don't need another word. I need you to show me. I need you to demonstrate to me who God is. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. He said that these spirits, they're going to do signs and wonders. They're going to go out to the kings of the whole world. Come on here, somebody. Well, you think the Bible says that the enemy, amen, is going to be so deceitful and so manipulating that if it were possible, he would be able to fool the very elect. Come on here, somebody. Amen. This here cover that he got, it's going to be so tight, amen, that if you ain't close to God, if you ain't in God, you're going to miss it. Amen. Glory to God. Why? Because we're going to get caught up into the gifts and the signs and the wonders and the supernatural. Everybody looking for the supernatural. How many of you can't get no more supernatural than y'all? Sure. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Right, come on now. Hallelujah.
If you're looking for a sign, God will give you one. If you're looking for a wonder, God will give you one. God ain't short. Come on here, somebody. Amen. We just got to get in prayer. Somebody said prayer. Come on here, somebody.
Prayer.
We got to stay in prayer, child of God. Amen. If you ain't got your prayer hat on right now, you missing God. Because God has said, I'm speaking through prayer. If you pray, God says, I'll hear you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We got to keep praying. We can't stop praying. That's why the Bible said man should always pray and not faint. If you ain't praying, you faint right now. Why? Because the enemy don't want you in prayer. He want to distract you. He want to give you every reason why you shouldn't pray. Amen. No, no. You need to go watch TV. No, you need to go do something else. Do anything but pray, Rabba Sando. But God is saying, no, you need to get right in prayer. What's the first thing in Matthew chapter 6 Yahshua did? He introduced them to prayer. Come on here, somebody.
I'm okay with Yahshua. Hallelujah.
And they didn't know how to pray, and they was watching him. And he demonstrated them the prayer of agreement. He didn't add nothing to the prayer. He just prayed the prayer of agreement to the Father. Come on here, somebody. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. See, the name is holy, but we got to reverence the name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. And see, when you don't know no other prayer, you can go to our Father prayer because the Father hears his children. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
So these unclean spirits been sent out to the whole world. Come on here, somebody. To gather them for the battle of the great day of God Almighty. How many know that the great day is coming? Come on here, somebody.
It is. Hallelujah.
The great day is going to be when good meet evil. Come on here, somebody. So God is saying, ain't no more neutral side. You got to pick a side to be on. Come on here, somebody. How many of you glad that you chose to be on the Lord's side? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Yes, glory to God. Hallelujah. I chose to be on the Lord's side, glory to God. That's why the devil mad at me, because I chose. And the thing about it is, I couldn't even choose him. He chose me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I didn't have no say-so in the matter. He said, you didn't choose me. I chose you over in John. He said, you didn't have nothing to do with it. Glory to God. I chose you before the foundation of the world. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I want to cover verse 15. Now, this is scripture been taught, but I ain't heard nobody teach it like this. Amen. Glory to God. And God has revealed something to me. I want y'all to catch this. Verse 15 says, he says, look, I come like a thief. Come on here, somebody. How many know that a thief don't let you know when he's coming?
Amen.
That's right.
When a thief get ready to break in and do his dirt, he's not going to let you know he's coming. I mean, you're going to have to catch him. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Speak, Holy Ghost. You're going to have to catch the thief. Come on here, somebody. Yeah. And we've been told in church, oh, he's coming like a thief in the night. But Yahshua said, I'm not coming for a thief for those who are awake. Come on here. Oh, yeah, that boy, cool. That my son, though. Oh, I hear that song by CeeLo Green, stay woke.
Come on now.
Stay woke. Come on here, somebody. You got to stay woke. And let me tell you something. The only way that you not awake is if you ain't praying. Come on here, somebody. If you ain't praying, you sleeping. Come on here, somebody. Let me tell you something. Don't nothing come to a sleeper but a dream. Come on here, somebody. But you better make sure that you ain't sleeping at the wrong time. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I tell somebody, I say, stay woke.
Amen.
Say, whoa.
Amen. A lot of us are sleeping because we ain't praying. Amen. We ain't in the presence of God. Amen. And we trying to sleep, and the enemy say, okay, while you sleep, amen, I'm going to be sowing our tares among the wheat. And when you wake up, you're going to have tares where the wheat is. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Because in Matthew, amen, it says that while they slept, amen, that the enemy sowed tares among the wheat. Come on here, somebody. How many know that tares represent the counterfeiters? Come on here, somebody. That the tares represent the false prophets? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You wouldn't have to worry about a false prophet if you was filled with the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost ain't going to let you listen to no false prophet. Come on here, somebody. Give God the praise right now. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, you got a false prophet in your ear. It's because you ain't allowing the Holy Ghost to show you who's who. Come on here, somebody. Because the Bible says he leading God into what? All truth. Come on here, somebody. He's not going to let you be lost, but you got to listen to him. You got to surrender to him. You got to obey him. Somebody said obedience. Mm-hmm. Obedience is the key to everything. Amen. Because God ain't going to do nothing if we don't do what? Obey him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So these unclean frogs, which represent unclean tongues and lying spirits, have been sent out to the whole world. Come on here, somebody. Because he's getting us ready for the day of the Armageddon. Come on here, somebody. He says, look, I come like a thief. Blessed is the one who stays awake. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, I'm woke. Hallelujah. I might have been sleeping, but I'm woke now, neighbor. I'm woke. I'm woke. Hallelujah. Amen. I see that devil from a mile away. I'm woke. Sunday. Tell somebody, if they ain't woke, tell somebody, say, wake up. Shake them. Say, wake up, neighbor. Wake up. And remain what? Clothed. Come on here, somebody.
Right.
Well, how do I stay clothed, Apostle? What kind of clothes is he talking about? I'm so glad you asked, glory to God. Well, Ephesians chapter 6 said, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Come on here, somebody. We got to keep our armor on, amen, because we got an enemy that don't sleep, amen. He don't take vacations, so you got to put your armor on. Let me tell you something, child of God. Amen. I've read all through this Bible, and I ain't read nowhere where God said, take your armor off. Come on here, somebody. He said, keep your armor on. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Why? Because you can't fight if you ain't dressed to fight. Come on here, somebody. The first thing you got to understand, if you go fight the devil, you got to be dressed to fight. Come on here, somebody. Amen. You can't go out there if you ain't dressed because you're going to get killed. Come on, yabo, cool. You got to have on the whole armor of God. Come on here, somebody. You got to have your breastplate on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to have on the truth. You got to have your Lord get about with the truth. You got to have your armor on. Hallelujah. Tell somebody to keep your armor on, neighbor.
Keep your armor.
You got to have it on. He said, if you take your armor off, then you're going to be naked, and you're going to get whipped with the world. Wow, for not having your armor on. Come on here, somebody. Oh, Lord, I thought you weren't coming. No, he's going to call you a wicked servant. Didn't I tell you I was coming? I didn't tell you what time I was coming, but I told you I was coming. And a lot of times we take it off because he don't come when we want him to come. It's not about your time frame. It's about his time frame. He said, but if you follow the signs, then you won't miss me. Come on here, somebody. All of what's happening on the earth is a sign of his coming. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, I said, stay woke. And keep your clothes on. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Keep your armor on. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Because the only way you're going to catch a thief, if you keep your armor on, you take your armor off, you're not going to be able to catch him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. If you go to sleep, amen, you wake up, everything going to be gone. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. All it takes is a weak neighbor. Glory to God. What did he ask Peter, James, and John when he went to the cross? He said, can you not pray for me for 1 hour while I go talk to the Father? Because I'm going to have to do something that I really don't want to do, but I'm doing it because I got the world on my shoulders. Come on here, somebody. The sins of the world is on my shoulders, so I got to go and do what the Father want me to do. But I need you to pray for me for 1 hour. How many know that they can even hold him up for 1 hour? Come on here, somebody. Amen. They could even pray for the Messiah for 1 hour. Amen. He looked around and they sleep. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. They sleep. And how many of us is God saying, pray 1 hour for me. Amen. Put that hour in for me. And what do we do? Fall asleep. Okay, Lord, and we nodding off. Come on here, somebody. But tell somebody, I said, stay woke, neighbor. Stay woke. Get in your prayer closet. You know what? I mean, this ain't the time really to be talking to nobody but him in your prayer closet. Amen. Because people are spreading your business. People are gossip. Amen. Hallelujah. You tell one person and you done told the whole world. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why? Because they got loose lips. Come on here, somebody. Instead of praying for you, glory to God, they talking about it. Come on here, somebody. And you wonder how I got on the news. Glory to God. Why? Because you done told the wrong person. Hallelujah. Tell somebody to talk to God about it. Amen. He won't tell nobody. Glory to God. And he'll do something for you. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I understand. We talk to people and they don't do nothing for us. Come on here, somebody. Amen. God has said, talk to me. Glory to God. Because I'm the only one that can help you. Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Everybody still with me?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. And then verse 16. Yes. Verse 16, chapter 16. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then they gathered the kings together to the place that in Hebrew is called Armageddon. Come on here, somebody. Armageddon is going to be for those who have a chip and for those who don't. Come on here, somebody. Those who sold a soul and those who didn't. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But how many of you know that those of us who are on the Lord's side is going to win? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. It's in the book. The book say we win. We can't lose because victory has already been declared to us in the book.
Yes.
Somebody give God a shout. Hallelujah. This ain't the time to get afraid. This is the time to thank him because we're getting ready to put the enemy to a flight. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody need to get happy right now. Glory to God. Verse 17 says, and the seventh angel. Somebody said the seventh angel. Yeah, the seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air. Come on here, somebody. So this angel's job is to contaminate the air. And guess what? They done already did it. With these crimp shells, when you see the plane flying over and they letting down, and then what we think is some good, that's poison. That's the poison in the air so we can't breathe. Come on here, somebody. And then they cutting down all the trees. Why? So we can't breathe. Because without the trees, we can't get no oxygen. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And guess what they're going to do when they cut down all the trees, beloved? They're going to replace it with artificial trees. Glory to God. We now go, oh, yeah, no, more. See, keep telling about how. Listen to what I'm telling you, beloved. They're going to cut down the real trees and replace the real trees with artificial trees. Glory to God.
Doing with the artificial grass.
They already got artificial grass. They're going to have artificial trees. And then they're going to poison the air, which they've already done. Where do you think they're putting more crimp shells in the air? But then we're going to have to pray like never before just to cleanse our air around us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Everybody in me don't want us to praise God. Because when you praise God, you cleanse your atmosphere. Come on here, somebody. Then the enemy cannot poison your atmosphere. Come on here, somebody. You knock him out to fear. You knock him out to air. Come on here. Because he's a prince of the power of the air. Come on here, somebody. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. But this seventh angel come to pour out his bowl into the air, and out of the temple came a loud voice from the throne saying, it is done. Come on here, somebody. Is everybody with me?
Amen.
It said, and then there came flashes of lightning, rumblings, pearls, of thunder. Notice what it said, pearls of thunder. Why? Because that's going to be God speaking. That's going to be God's wrath. Whenever you see lightning and thunder, that's God's voice, and the lightning is God's power. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So God, I'm finishing my power along with my voice to let you know what's going on. And a severe earthquake. Come on here, somebody. Then that's when the big one is going to hit, but everybody now going to be ready for it. Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh.
That's going to be the one that they've been trying to pin down and look for and trying to figure out when is it coming. If you read the word, it'll tell you when it's coming. When there's seven angels, pour his bowl into the air and pours in the air. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Lord, have mercy.
Then the Lord going to split the earth. Come on here, somebody. He going to split. The earth is going to split. Oh, I hope y'all can still hear the prophet of God this morning. Hallelujah. The earth is going to split.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
He said, no earthquake like it has ever occurred since mankind has been on the earth. Come on here, somebody.
Lord, have mercy.
Verse 80 says, and the great city split into three parts. Lord, have mercy. The earth is going to split into three parts. Somebody need to circle that part. It says, and the cities of the nations collapse. Come on here, somebody. Everything going to collapse with this earthquake. Come on here, somebody.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
The whole city, the nation. So I don't know what they're building for. They're building, but God said it's going to collapse when I come. Amen. When I send my lightning and I start speaking through my thunder, amen, and I split the earth into three parts. Glory to God. Nothing going to be standing. And the word of God says, and God remembered Babylon, the great. Some of that word Babylon. It says, anybody say, God remembered. Tell somebody, say, God don't forget nothing, neighbor. Hallelujah. A lot of us think God got amnesia. God said, no, just because I haven't struck you yet don't mean that you ain't on the list. Hey! Shantotototobokotadabasando. Just because I ain't did nothing yet don't mean that I have forgot about you. It just means that it ain't your turn yet. Woo! It ain't your time yet. But God got a set time for everybody. Come on here, somebody. And we styling the profile and thinking God ain't going to hit because, of, yeah, right, it's time you think I done forgot. Yeah. Then I'm going to come and give you that body slam that you thought that you had got out of. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And God, remember Babylon. Babylon represents America. Whenever you see Babylon in Revelation, that means America. That means God finna hit America. Come on here, somebody. God remembered Babylon the Great.
Lord,
and gave her the cup filled with the wine and the fury of his wrath. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Woo-wee. God said, you're drunk, you stay drunk? Okay, I'm going to give you a drunk day. It's going to wake you up. Come on here, somebody, because I'm going to remember you in the day of my wrath. That's why America is in trouble. She don't realize it. Amen. She in trouble. Yeah. And see, people talk about prayer against Russia. Now, God got Russia on assignment.
Yes, he does.
Why you think can't nobody stop Russia? God got Russia on assignment. God ain't slow Russia down one bit. Come on here, somebody. Amen. You got to be careful how you talk when people in power. Amen. I'm listening to Biden and how he was taught. But guess what? Putin ain't going to forget nothing. Oh, yeah, I got a vocal. Prophesy, boy. Putin ain't going to forget nothing. That old vocal. That old boss said. He should have kept his mouth closed, Lord God, but God said, no, he opened it too wide. And America, Rabba Sando, is in trouble. Come on here, somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then it says in verse 20, every island fled away and the mountains could not be found. That's something when the island, people talk about the island, but the island going to be running in a minute. Come on here, somebody. The mountains going to be skipping. They be like, no, no, hallelujah. I'm trying to flee the wrath of I'm trying to flee the wrath of God. Now, you know it's going to be mighty when the islands and mountains start fleeing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Hey, I feel my helper. Glory to God. Verse 21, from the sky, huge hailstones. Come on here, somebody. Hailstones coming out the sky. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God's wrath is getting ready to hit the earth.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. I just hear Lord say, prophesy, boy. These ain't going to be normal hailstones. These going to be great big hailstones. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He's weighing about 100 pounds. Can you believe it? Is that what your book say? 100 pounds?
Yeah. My God.
If this don't scare you enough to get right, nothing will. And it says, and it's going to fall on people. People that are not connected to God. People who refuse to repent and come out of their sins. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't wait till it's too late. Amen. Come now. Amen. Now is the time for salvation. Now is the time to get it right with the Lord.
Yeah.
Now is the time, amen, to fall on your knees and say, Lord, save me.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Because if you don't get saved, you're going to meet the wrath of God. Hallelujah. And then it's going to be too late to get saved. Come on here, somebody. You're not going to be able to get saved. That's why the Bible says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon his name while he is near. Seek him while you can. That word seek in the Greek means to chase after. We chase after everything else. But how many of us is really chasing after God? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then he said, call upon his name while he is near. How many of you know that there's coming a time when we're not going to be able to call upon the name of the Lord? Come on here, somebody. Can y'all still hear me?
Yes, sir.
Call upon his name while you can. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then it says, 100-pound hailstone was falling on people, and they cursed God on account of the plague. They still cursing God. Come on here, somebody. 100-pound hailstone that fell on their head, and they still got the audacity to be cursing God on account of the plague of hell, because the plague was so terrible. Woo! God said, "Now, son, close the book." Hallelujah. He's telling me to close the book. And he said, "Give me praise now." He said, "Tell all of my people to give me praise." Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Give our God the highest praise.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, hallelujah. Ooh, I feel this thing, y'all.
Hallelujah.
Three things are going to get touched before his return.
Yes.
Can y'all still hear me? Three things. The sun, the water, in the air. Write those three things down. The sun, the water, and the air. Hallelujah. That's why God is saying, stay woke.
Stay woke.
We need to let this song play by Steel over. He didn't know what he was saying. Yes, he did. He was trying to warn us. Because he had already sold his soul to the enemy. He was trying to warn us to stay woke. Because they caught him while he was sleeping. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
But it was too late. Now, my son, did you sound to tell somebody to stay woke?
Stay woke.
Wow.
Beloved, can you picture a hailstone weighing 100 pounds falling on people's heads? Do you know how heavy 100 pounds is?
Yes.
This little hailstone that we say right now ain't nothing compared to what God got in store.
Come on.
For his day of wrath. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Somebody give God the glory.
Hallelujah.
Because the wrath of God is real. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your
name. Somebody, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, I'm so glad I'm on God's side. I'm so glad I'm on the Lord's side. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. This ain't nothing to play with. That's why the Bible said no man can serve two. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm so glad. Hallelujah. Because it's bad to be on the wrong side. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You get caught on the wrong side, it's going to be detrimental. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And a lot of us is playing Russian roulette, and we don't know that the gun is loaded, and the devil is in our ear talking about, no, go ahead and cock it. It ain't loaded. No, get out of my ear. It's loaded. Put the gun down and surrender and give your life to the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because he the only one that care about us. Hallelujah. He the only one that loves us. Somebody say, he the only one that love me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. The world don't love us. The devil don't love us. And the flesh don't love us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Song said, looking for love in all the wrong places. Well, it's time to get out of all the wrong places and get in the right place. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Somebody give God another praise. Hallelujah. We get ready to close it out, but I'm telling you, this is so good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout, because God has given us the victory. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
People can't find anything to be happy about now. Glory to God. They like everything depressive. Everything make them mad. Glory to God. But when you get in God and you get the truth and you get the word in you, he'll make you glad. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he'll give you joy. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, he will.
Glory to God. I got to let this thing go, y'all. It's getting too good to me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my dear brother Elder. Come on, Elder, and get some of this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
We got to stay woke. Glory to God.
Hey,
watch
out, Elder.
We got to stay woke. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for that word on today. Hallelujah. We got to stay woke. We got to know what's going on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because as long as you stay woke, you ain't going to get caught slipping. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ain't going to get caught slipping. You won't be manipulated by the government. Hallelujah. Praise God. They try to suck you in and think they care. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why you think gas so high? They ain't doing nothing, amen, but getting all that money back they gave us a couple years ago. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Ain't nothing free. Hallelujah. What the Bible say? He say, amen, food is for laughter and wine makes merry, but money answereth all things. That's what's going on in the world right now. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Money answering everything right now. Hallelujah. Dollar bill. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. But we thank God we under the blood. Hallelujah. Praise God. We ain't supposed to be like the world. See, the world, amen, is chasing the money.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. But see, we chasing God because we understand what the word says. The word says, if you seek me first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these other things will be added. See, while everybody else chasing money, money chasing us. Hallelujah.
Hey.
See, sometimes we just got to slow down and let the money catch up. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Yes,
sometimes
God.
We had to realize we was moving too fast. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But when we slowed down and realized the money was, the money, the Bible said miracles follow those.
Mm-hmm.
They trying to catch the miracle. The Bible said that a wicked and adulterous generation seeketh a sign. They want a sign. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got the signs wanting us. Y'all don't hear me. Praise God. We can reverse the game. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we walk by faith and not by sight. See, they trying to get what they can see. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah. We thank God for
thank
the world
you.
On today. Truly, his vengeance is in the world on today. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Praise God. These things are happening, like the apostle said, these things are happening right now.
Mm.
Glory to God, right now. So we ain't got to, when the news tell you one thing, so you got to stop believing what the news say, glory to God.
Amen.
How many times
Amen.
They have told you they lied? Trump told you they was lying. You ain't going to listen to him. Glory to God, hallelujah. He know they lying. Come on now. He a businessman and he an entertainer. He up there with them. He know they lying. He trying to tell us they lying. But we ain't want to believe him. Glory to God, hallelujah. Fake news.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God for the man of God today. We thank God for the revelation of revelations. Because some preachers out there, that's why I noticed, that's my brother. I'm not trying to elevate me or him over any other pastor, preacher in the world. But some preachers out there really got people looking for a dragon or a beast to raise up out the water.
Wow.
Hallelujah, praise God. They're looking for a seven-headed monster with crowns on his head to be walking through the land. Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. They're looking for angels to be flying around in the air. Hallelujah. They know what the word said, but they didn't get the revelation that what everything John was seeing was in the spirit. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And because of that, they were still asleep because they looking for something. Hallelujah. That was already gone. Oh, Lord. They still looking for it today. They looking for a man to come through on a horse. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Where the red horse at? Where the green horse? Where the white horse? Is it a blue horse? No, I don't think it's a blue horse. It might be a purple. Ain't no horses. You ain't finna see no horses. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Everything is going on in the spirit. Hallelujah. Right now, like the man of God said, hallelujah, praise God. That plane that you see dumping that stuff in the air, praise God, hallelujah, that had to happen in the spirit. Before it happened, y'all don't, hallelujah. See, everybody ain't ready for what we got, hallelujah. Everybody ain't ready for revelation because they waiting for something to happen that's already going on.
Hey, Shababo, cool.
I was thinking that false prophet might be the Pope we got right now.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because when they asked him about homosexuality, he said, that ain't got nothing to do with me. Who am I to judge? Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I ain't got nothing to do with that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everybody love one another. Amen. We ain't going to worry about no sins right now. Hallelujah. Just live your life. Ain't that what the world telling you? Live your life. Hallelujah. The world telling you to be you. And God telling you, no, I want you to be like Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
That's why Paul said we got to put off the old man. Hallelujah. We got to put on the new man. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I can't be me because me will cuss you out. Glory to God. What does it look like a man of God? I'm supposed to be a preacher. I'm going to tell you you need to be you, and then I'm going to cuss you out.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Praise God. And we around here listening to the Lady Gaga. She said, I was born this way. Amen. And that's the truth. See, that's how the enemy deceived Eve in the garden with the truth. Hallelujah. Praise God. I was born this way. That's no lie. But Jesus said, you must be born again. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Okay. Woo!
Hallelujah. You got to be born again. We in the last days. Glory to God. You can't be you in these last days. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We remember when we used to struggle. Hallelujah. In our minds. Glory to God. That even if we weren't struggling financially, we were still struggling in our minds. We were struggling in our marriages. Hallelujah. Praise God. When we was arguing over toilet paper. Hallelujah, praise God, and put the seat down. Hallelujah, when we was arguing at our boss for telling us to be on time. Hallelujah, praise God, when we wasn't in our right mind, but now we who we supposed to be. Glory to God, children of the Most High God. Hallelujah, when you a child of the Most High God, there's some things we don't do and some things we ain't affected by.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I can guarantee you Biden kids ain't worried about the recession. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because he's the president. They're the president's kids. Hallelujah. But guess who kids we are? Oh, hallelujah.
The king's kids.
Hallelujah. We the king's kids. We the king of king's kids. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God today for the man of God. We thank God for him bringing us revelations. Amen. The way it is. We ain't looking for a science fiction movie. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We see what's going on. It's going on right now. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Right before our eyes. Don't believe what the news tell you. There wasn't no gas leak. There wasn't no, hallelujah, accidental explosion. That bridge did not just fall down. Hallelujah. Praise God. The man of God talked about the islands. You see what happened to Haiti. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
You see that volcano. Wasn't it a volcano erupting about 3 months? Hallelujah. 4 months. I don't know what happened with that. Praise God. Was destroying the whole island. It was just gone.
Mm. Wow.
Hallelujah. Y'all over there in California, y'all stay on fire. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
People got mansions that's been burnt to the ground. Hallelujah. Praise God. And y'all don't, and people out there don't believe what we're saying is actually going on right now. They waiting for a day for this to start. Hallelujah. But they've been telling us we didn't listen to mom. We didn't listen to grandma when they said we in the last days. We wasn't listening. Hallelujah. Praise God. But we already here. Hallelujah. Praise God. And like the man of God said, we can't be in the middle. He said, when the man of God said it, I heard, I'm going to drop the bomb right on the fence. So you better not be riding it. Hallelujah. Praise God. You better not even be close to the fence. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
We got to be on the Lord's side, and we got to stay woke. Hallelujah.
Right.
Yes. Thank God today. Praise God.
Thank
stay woke. Don't let them lie to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I keep hearing that in my spirit. Don't let them lie. Don't start believing what they're saying.
Amen.
Don't drink their Kool-Aid. Hallelujah. Praise God.
They're real good liars.
Hallelujah. Biden told all them lies and then not gas high. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Food high. Hallelujah. Praise God. Medication high. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everything expensive except the price, the wages. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
but we thank God today. Amen. Praise God for the man of God bringing forth the word on today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank God for the man of God on today. We thank God. We thank you, Lord, that you have given him the interpretation to give to your people on today. Hallelujah. That we should stay woke. That we should be aware of what's going on around us, hallelujah, and that we should not fear because we are in your hands, hallelujah, because we are on your side, hallelujah. We thank you for the man of God on today. Replenish him. The virtue he has poured out on today, hallelujah. We continue to lift him up before your throne, hallelujah, Lord. We ask that you prosper him in mind, body, soul, hallelujah, financially, spiritually, hallelujah, Lord. Prosper the ministry, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for everything you're going to do in his life. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we speak those things that are not as if they were. Hallelujah.
Yes,
so we thank you for the TV ministry on today. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for the worldwide, hallelujah, ministry on today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that your word will reach the masses on today. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we praise you for it. We magnify you for it. Hallelujah. That in these times when the world is going down, hallelujah, you bringing us up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And amen. Hallelujah. We ought to give God some praise on today. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. We in the end of the book. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We in the end of the book, but we know how it ends. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me tell Jeremiah is going to come to a what? An expected end.
End. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What the Lord said, I done paid the referee. I done paid the judges. I got this rig, son. All I need you to do is get out there and put your gloves on. Hallelujah. Praise God. Take a couple of punches, swing one good time, and watch the boy fall. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ain't got to worry about being scared. Hallelujah. I got you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't know who that's for, but the Lord say, I got you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. I don't care how
Hallelujah.
Big the opposition looks. Oh, glory to God. This is for somebody. I don't care how big they look. Hallelujah. I know they got on a $2,500 suit. I know their car, hallelujah, praise God, costs more than your yearly salary, praise God, hallelujah. I know all these things. I know they look big. They look like some giants, praise God, but I guarantee you when you swing, they're going to fall.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. This is your season.
Hey, Shabbat.
Hallelujah. This is your seat. The Lord says, start looking at just like wrestling. I don't know if y'all watch wrestling. Hallelujah. Praise God. But wrestling is fixed.
Yeah.
They already
yeah.
know who the champion going to be, and they know how long he going to hold the title. Hallelujah.
Ooh.
Praise God. And no matter who comes against him, no matter how much trash they talk, no matter if they hit him with a chair, a pipe, or put him through a table, he going to win the match even if it's by disqualification.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. Y'all didn't hear me. Y'all don't. See, you got to know wrestling to understand what I'm trying to say. Hallelujah. Praise God. But for a period of time, it has already been determined no matter what, you will be the champion because this is your season. This is your time.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
This is your time.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
This is your time to hold the title. This is your time to wear the belt. Hallelujah.
Yes.
This is your time to be in the limelight. Well, what did Jesus say? Hallelujah. Not now it's time that I'm elevating you. It's time for you to elevate me. That's what he told God. Hallelujah. He prayed about it. Hallelujah. And then he was elevated to the next level. It's time to go to that next level. You've been on the
yes.
undercard for too long.
Mm.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Praise God. I'm
hey,
trying to move on to the
God,
Lord.
God,
say,
God,
you've
God.
Been an opening act for too long. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise,
mm.
But you've been faithful.
Mm. Yes, Lord.
You've been
yes.
faithful as the opener. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you ain't asked for a raise. Hallelujah. You went out there with hot, with big energy. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Amen. You didn't complain. And because you were faithful, it's time that you be the headline. It's time that your name went on the marquee. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. It's time.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
It's time. Glory to God. Praise God.
Mm.
I don't care what it looks like right now. Hallelujah. Praise
mm.
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time. Glory to God.
Thank you. Thank
hallelujah.
You. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody
hallelujah.
Ought to give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. Because it's your
yeah,
time. It's your season.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory
hallelujah.
To God.
Mm.
Hallelujah on today. We thank God for his revelation on today. Hallelujah. It's our time. Hallelujah. You got to speak that thing. Glory to God. You got to
mm.
say it. Hallelujah. If you don't say it to nobody else, you got to say it to yourself. Hallelujah. You might got to look at your spouse and just say it. It's our time. Hallelujah. Praise
God.
God. Hallelujah. When you brush your teeth, just look in the mirror
our
and say,
time.
It's my time. Hallelujah.
It's my time.
God.
It's my time.
Hallelujah. When
God.
They see you smiling, what you smiling by? Because it's my time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. It's your time. I'm looking at the truck you driving. How is it your time? That thing need to be painted. It got scratches on it. It got a dent back there. It's your time. Your time to do what? Hallelujah. You just wait. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. You just wait. God's about to blow your mind.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. Hallelujah. Neither have entered into the hearts of men the things that I got for you. You can't
yes,
even
yes,
imagine
yes.
what I'm about to do.
Mm. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah,
God.
Lord.
Thank
I'm
you,
trying
Lord.
To
Hallelujah.
Set up with the Lord bragging right now. I don't know why he's bragging like this, but he said, you can't imagine what I'm about to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Mm-hmm. He said, you should be a little bit more happier than you don't understand what I'm about to do, glory to God. Hallelujah,
hey.
Praise.
God, 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 cool,
he said, you ought to praise me right now for what I'm about to do. He said, you seen what I done already done.
Mm.
Oh, my God. I done did things you ain't even asked me to do. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Imagine what I'm about to do now. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Because when
hallelujah.
I show up, I show out. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
God,
thank you,
God.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You.
Thank you.
God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm.
Wow. Oh, hallelujah. We thank God on today. He's about to do some big things. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
He's about to do some big things. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes,
big things. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, we thank God on today. Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen. We in Revelations, y'all. Hallelujah. Praise God. But while he taking them down, he bringing us up. Hallelujah. We passing them on the escalator. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes,
thanks for getting all those things from me. Hallelujah. Everything you done stacked up, Wicked. Thank you. Appreciate you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go claim what you done. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, you put rims on it? Oh, thank you. I appreciate the upgrade. Hallelujah. Amen. Y'all don't feel me today. Hallelujah. We thank God on today. Hallelujah. God is truly moving in a mighty way. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for the man of God. We want to open up the line at this time. If anybody has any comments, any testimonies, amen. We want to, if you got a testimony on the goodness of the Lord, if the Lord has done something good in your life recently, praise God. It might not even have to be recently. Hallelujah. It could have been God did something years ago that prepared you to be where you at right now. Hallelujah. Somebody might need to hear your testimony. Why? Because they might be where you were 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, a year ago. Hallelujah. So if you got a testimony on the goodness of the Lord, the line is open. Will there be one? Hallelujah at this time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God on today. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is truly good all the time. Hallelujah. And all
Amen.
The time, God is truly good. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. For those of you listening, we will be back next week at the same time on the same channel. Praise God. We've started back our YouTube. And I'm going to get with the apostle on, amen, maybe doing our Facebook, praise God. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. So we're going to be, amen, seeing what we're going to be doing next week, praise God, on Saturday, amen. And also this coming week, we plan on starting back our nightly service, praise God,
amen.
For those of you, amen, that's been with us for a minute, amen, we plan on bringing it back, amen. That would be 7 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Eastern. Amen. Praise God. At the same number, same channels, all that's the same. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we hope y'all join us. Amen. With a daily word from the Lord. Praise God.
Yeah.
I need to go back to doing, amen, what I said I was doing in the beginning. See, in the beginning I said, the Bible said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, meaning we got to eat food and we got to eat the word, but we only eating the word once a week. Hallelujah, praise God. We was only going to church once a week, glory to God, getting fed once a week, and maybe we went to Bible study. Hallelujah, praise God. And then it ain't no guarantee you're going to get a good meal on Sunday. Oh, Lord. Praise God, hallelujah. So we were feeding everybody every night. Hallelujah, praise God. Then we could hook up with the apostle, amen, and we had the revival that just wouldn't stop. And it didn't stop, hallelujah. It kept going like the energizer bunny, praise God. So we bringing it all back, the prayer line, hallelujah, we'll be returning. amen, Monday through Friday, and we still will be here on Saturdays. And, of course, you can catch me and First Lady on Sunday afternoons, amen, 5 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Central, and 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, where we got that word, hallelujah. And, of course, we still got the other programs, amen, playing as well, amen, hallelujah. But the prayer line will be coming back every night. Hallelujah, amen. So you can call in, get a word from God, get a prayer. Hallelujah, amen. And we will be doing more YouTubes, more Facebooks. Hallelujah, amen. So look for progression, amen, in the very near future. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God for everything God is doing. If you want to send a donation, amen. If you want to sow a seed, hallelujah, into the man of God, into the ministry, amen, the information. If you're online, amen, praise God. If you called in, you got the information. If you're online, praise God, the information is in, hallelujah, on the bottom of your screen in that box, amen. You can call that number, amen, and you will receive directions on how you can sow that seed or make that donation, praise God, hallelujah, amen. So we thank God once again for everything God is doing on today, praise God, hallelujah, everything God's doing in the ministry, everything God's doing, hallelujah, period. And yes, we do information on clothing, t-shirts coming soon, amen, and the clothing line coming soon from Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, praise God, as well as the Anointed Truth, amen, praise God. We're going to be coming out with some t-shirts, amen, and apostles coming out with pants, and we about to do it big, praise God. So we hope y'all are ready, amen, to see how the Lord is moving, just stay close with us, amen. Keep following with the ministry, amen. You can say I was there, amen, when they was just talking about this. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And remember, speak positive things, hallelujah, throughout the day, hallelujah. Speak it in the morning. When you're speaking in the morning, the day go better, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we want positive things to continuously flow in our lives. So we're going to sow positive with our mouth. We're going to sow positive with our pocketbooks. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to let God do the watering. Amen. The reaping and the giving back. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
On today. So we thank God on today. Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. Amen. We're doing big things this year, praise God. It may be a hot summer, praise God, but we cool in the name of God. Hallelujah, amen. I'm going to turn it back over into the hands of the man of God at this time so he can give his closing announcements, amen, and benediction. It's back in your hands, man of God. Bless the name of the Lord.
Bless you, man of God. Bless you. Amen. Bless you so much. Amen. We heard the great things that are going on, amen, with the fellowship, what God is putting in my heart and putting in the elders' heart, amen, and things about to take off, amen, like a 747, amen. It's already on the runway, amen. It's the only thing left. It's here to take off. I'm thanking God for the word that he put in our hearts this morning. Amen. I'm excited. I don't know about y'all, but I'm excited. Amen. Amen. People.
Amen.
Amen. Don't seem to be got no joy, but amen. It's all kind of joy over here on this side. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, it is.
Amen. We're thanking God. Amen. Thanking God for putting the prayer line back where it will be from Monday to Friday, and we're still doing Saturdays. Amen. And so God going to feed us. We're going to be eating eagle food. We're going to be fanning everything up in here in a minute. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. And we're thanking God for that. Amen. Are there any more questions or anything anybody want to say before I close us out? Amen. If not, amen. Let us pray. Amen. But before I pray, amen, Elder, if you can find that CeeLo Green. I just feel like we need to let that play a little bit so we can stay woke up in the camp, because
It's a whole lot of things finna go down, y'all. But it's a blessing to know that you're covered by the best. Come on here, somebody. Amen. We're covered by the best. Amen. So, Father, we thank you right now. We give you praise and glory, Lord. Thank you for what our ears have heard. Thank you for what our eyes have seen. We thank you right now, Lord. We give you praise and glory. You said your word will not return to you void, but accomplish that which you sent it out to do. Thank you for revelations being unfolded. We thank you, Lord, that we are awake and we're clothed. We're not deceived by the unclean frogs, by the unclean spirits, by the signs and wonders, lying wonders of the enemy. We thank you right now. We give you praise, God, and we give you glory. Lord, continue to cover us with your blood and keep us safe throughout the day. We bless your holy name. We give you the praise. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Bind every works of the enemy, Lord. Any backlash or retaliation, Lord God. We already, Lord, we already cut that down through the word of the living God. We think that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. But whatever we set our hands to do, it shall prosper. Thank you for the apostolic anointing, Lord, that we walk in. We give you praise. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name, we pray. Amen. And amen it. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm trying to see if I can find it, Apostle. Hold on.
Elder.
Yeah.
Man of God. Go ahead and put on Hezekiah Most High. We'll close with the Most High. We got the Most High.
I can't find it right now.
You can't find Hezekiah?
No, I ain't have it queued up.
Oh, okay. Don't worry about it, man. Hey, man, don't worry about it, man of God. Amen.
Say you ready.
Amen.
You know, you led by the Holy Ghost, so you know. As you want to do it.
All right, I'll find something. Go. You good? Go ahead.
I know one thing's true, I don't even really deserve to know you, but I'm a witness that you did this, and I'm brand new, so I'm ready to go, and I'ma tell the world what they need to know. I slave to myself, but you let me go. I tried getting high, but it left me low. You did what they could never do. You cleaned up my soul and gave me life. I'm so brand new, and that's all that matters. I ain't love you first, but you first love me.
Come on,
in my heart I cursed you. But you set me free. I gave you no reason to give me new seasons, to give me new life, new breathing. But you hung there bleeding. You died for my lies and my cheating, my lust and my greed. What is a man that you mindful of him? And what do I have to deserve his loving?
Trying to make the moment last, holding on to the past. Like a hero in a dream, right?
Care and kindness keep coming, and your love is so unconditional, like it's butterflies in my stomach. I got the old me in a rear view, not a new me, got a clear view. I was so dead I couldn't hear you, too deep to sin to come near you. But you pull me in, you clean me up, you take me home, clean me up. Before you do, just let me tell the truth and let the folks know that I done seen your love, and it's everlasting, infinite. It goes on and on, you can't measure it, can't quit your love, they can't separate us from the love of God. There's no estimate. My face looks the same, my brain and rearranged, but I'm changed. I promise ain't the same. Your love so deep, you suffered and took pain. You died on the cross to give me a new name. Ain't nothing like I seen before. I got a beam of glory. I was low down and dirty, but you clean me, Lord. You adopted me, you keep rocking me. I'ma tell the world and ain't nobody stopping me.
Trying to make the moment last, holding on to the past. Just like a hero in a dream, Christ came and he rescued me.
Now I'ma tell the world.
Amen, amen. Can I see you there? You there, Pastor? Amen. Well, on behalf of the pastor and myself, we love each and every one of y'all. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God. And we'll see y'all.
I'm trying.